This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Who gets a vaccine and how soon is arguably the public health and the economic question right now. There is no uniform system. States are handling it however they want to handle it. In some places, hospitals are still leading the way on vaccines, first with healthcare workers, now with seniors. But as Blake Farmer reports from WPLN in Nashville, not everybody's real happy with the way things are going.
Coast to coast, millions of seniors are still trying to find the quickest way to get the life-saving COVID vaccine. People like Peggy Burgess of Nashville. She's in her 80s. She heard that a few neighbors who are patients of the local Ascension system, St. Thomas Health, were able to get their shots through their affiliated doctors. But when she called her doctor, initially she was told she didn't qualify.
Even though their offices are there at that medical office building, that doesn't mean that they are St. Thomas doctors.
Burgess didn't think too much of it, but the roadblock she hit has actually become a point of contention in several states between public health officials and hospital systems. In Tennessee, many hospitals got a lot more vaccine than they needed for their staff members, so state health officials said they could give it to their older patients. But then people started to complain about being at a disadvantage just because they don't have the right doctor.
You're not going to see me walking down the street with a sign that says, "Who got my vaccine?" I want it to be fair to everyone, including me.
With enough phone calls, Burgess did get her vaccine through the hospital, which confirms it was limiting vaccinations to existing patients. Turns out one of her specialists is affiliated. There are reports of hospitals in Florida also giving first dibs to their patients. In Louisiana, the state health officer, Dr. Joseph Cantor, warned hospitals and clinics in strong terms. He called giving preference to existing patients discrimination and said the practice had to immediately cease or there could be financial penalties. In Tennessee, the state's health commissioner, Dr. Lisa Piercy, has been rethinking whether hospitals are the best setting to offer vaccines, especially since equity has been a stated goal.
We do not want to put up any barriers whatsoever. And I mean, there could be some substantial barriers for community members going to a hospital if they think they're going to get charged or if they have an outstanding balance there. They're like, "Well, I'm not going to go there because they might make me pay my bill."
Piercy's now informed Tennessee hospitals that they will have to welcome all comers to get any more vaccine. She's also instructed hospitals to consider setting up a community site accessible by public transportation.
Going forward, if you want to continue being a site that gets vaccine, you're going to have to step up for the community.
But hospitals in Tennessee have also been informed they're not going to get much vaccine anyway. Rather, local health departments have taken the lead. And instead of hospitals, nonprofit clinics and rural pharmacies are now getting doses. Nationwide, the Biden administration is beginning to ship doses to pharmacies in order to make the vaccination rollout more equitable. However, hospitals in Tennessee are feeling unfairly sidelined, says Dr. Wendy Long. She represents the State Association of Hospitals and says they're uniquely positioned to help.
The majority of hospitals view it as part of their responsibility to the community, to be a part of the vaccination effort and want to be. But they also are just looking for some clear direction.
Long says they would be happy to run community vaccination sites if public health officials would just provide an adequate supply of vaccine. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.